T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, you just told him. He listens in a barn all the time. All right, let's go to Matt Jewell, the parish president for St. Charles Parish, another one of our very hard-hit parishes in southeast Louisiana. Matt, what can you tell us as far as progress coming along in St. Charles? Is it slow or is it gaining some momentum?
Well, look, I really believe it's gaining some momentum. We were able this weekend to pretty much sweep nearly the entire parish. We brought in 16 extra trash trucks from Coastal Environmental Services, and they were able to work with Pelican, and we had about 24 trucks on the road when we normally have about 7 trash trucks, and we were really able to really kind of catch up with a lot of the trash that was out on the street, and we have Pelican running their normal trash route today. So we're hopeful that they can stay caught up and we'll be able to run that normal trash schedule. We do know that some residents still have low-hanging lines, or there were Entergy trucks working on the street. So we weren't able to get exactly everybody, but we did get the vast majority of the residents picked up. And, so that was kind of a big win for us. And debris collection has really, really picked up. We've picked up over 100,000 yards already, and they've been averaging about 20,000 yards a day that they're getting off the streets. And we know that that's when the power comes back on, and those Entergy contractors, which there's about 1,500 of them working out in St. Charles Parish right now, when they get off the streets, that debris collection will go even faster, because we don't have anybody playing chicken anymore on the streets, Entergy trucks and debris trucks. So it's starting to speed up, and we are seeing progress. It looks better every single day. We are still under a boil water advisory, and I want our residents to know that the West Bank plant is under permanent power now. The power did come back on that area. We will still be under a boil water advisory until the East Bank plant comes under its own power. Hopefully that's soon, and we'll let the residents know when that is. But we're just continuing to push this recovery. We're working to get more FEMA resources on the ground, and we were able to get some FEMA deadlines extended for people to file. FEMA was telling us that the deadline was going to be yesterday. And, we just were telling the resident, we're talking to our residents, a lot of them still didn't have power with no way to apply. So we were able to work with the governor's office to get that extended. So we're in full recovery mode right now, and we're pushing it as hard as we can. Our public works employees are working every day to help clear ditches and stuff. So it's moving.
What are your timelines for power restoration for people who maybe have evacuated and are listening and are anxious to come back and return to their homes?
Well, the initial estimate was like the 29th to have 90% restored. That has moved to the 25th for 90% restoration. So that is a good sign. I know a lot of areas that just got turned on within this last week weren't expected to be turned on until sometime next week. So I hope that's an indication that Entergy is beating their estimations, and that our residents will be able to get power quicker than they anticipated. Entergy has broken it down on their website. There is a more detailed map of when our residents will receive power by neighborhood. We're expecting some folks to be on this coming week, some to be on next week, but pretty much to have 90% done by the 25th. So, you know, it's moving on. I asked for residents to go look on that Entergy outage map, that Entergy website, to see the specific information about their neighborhoods.
And, Matt, what about school openings?
Yeah, so we've been talking with our school system. Dr. Ken Ortling, who's our superintendent, has been doing a great job. They've been making evaluations of all their buildings. I guess the immediate response was, look, evaluate the buildings, start mitigating any potential damages while working on a plan for a return to some sort of school schedule. We're going to be putting that information out along with the school system as soon as they finalize it. But I know they're working very hard to create some sort of schedule and as much of a normal school schedule as possible for the students.
As far as your government offices and services, is everything up and running, or there's some things that have not come back up yet?
Well, no, look, our courthouse was not completely destroyed, but we lost the roof and we did have water intrusion into the courthouse. So we're already underway with the repairs to the roof. We have machines in there drying it out. We're going to do some inspections to make sure everything is good. We don't have any hazardous mold growth or anything in the courthouse before we turn on that air conditioning and start everything back up. But we are making arrangements right now for our court system. We're going to be leasing a building, you know, right down the road to hold court. And we're going to keep our court system functioning. The Chief Justice of the Louisiana Supreme Court, John Weimer, recently visited and made sure that we were on the right track and getting our court system back up and functioning as soon as possible. So, no, not all government services are working, but, you know, we are working towards that, and we should be able to have something in the next couple of weeks that looks more like what we normally have. Planning and zoning is still operating as they normally would. The planning and zoning building wasn't damaged. So we are asking residents, as you're making the repairs to your home, to please go and apply and get your permit. The St. Charles Parish Council and the administration have waived all permit fees for repairs to your home. And we've also streamlined the process. So whereas you would normally maybe have to get a permit to do your roof, or a permit to do a renovation, or a permit to do plumbing and electrical, you only have to apply once. And you're basically getting like an umbrella permit to do whatever you need to do for your home. And I just want to stress to the residents that the permits are there to protect the residents from maybe a contractor who potentially might not do the job the way they're supposed to and not follow building code. You have a lot of fly-by-night contractors on the streets right now coming in, and they're going to claim they can do your roof for, you know, half the price it would normally cost. Well, you should expect to get half or even less than half of the quality of product from them. And that permit allows an independent inspector to come in after that job is done and inspect their work to make sure it was done properly. You're going to want that permit. You don't want to go get caught by some fly-by-night contractor who's not going to do the work that they should be doing.
Absolutely. It's a good screening process. Matt, for people that have stayed in their homes and they're dealing with generators, if their generator goes out, do you have any shelters, or, for lack of a better term, these oasis locations where they can just come out, get some ice, get some water, maybe some MREs? Where are those located throughout the parish?
Yeah, we have two pod sites operating right now in St. Charles Parish. And one is at our West Bank Bridge Park in Luling. The other one is at the Jerusalem Shrine on Ormond Boulevard, right across from Ormond Park. So both of those pod sites are working. You're getting ice, water, MREs, tarps. So those are both up and running. And the parish has been sharing all of the locations that our churches are doing feedings. The United Way is doing distributions. The Red Cross, the Salvation Army is working. So there are a lot of resources out right now. And let me just say thank you to all the volunteers and all the church organizations who are doing you know, just so much to come together, cross religions, cross races, people from all walks of life in St. Charles Parish, working together to make sure that our parish and our residents have the resources they need. So, you know, just again, thank you to all those people because they are really making this recovery process a lot easier for everyone with all of that going on.
They always have. And Matt, if someone is temporarily out of work, maybe they've got their place cleaned up, they've got some time on their hands and they would like to volunteer, is there a coordinated effort someplace that they can contact where their services might be needed as a volunteer?
Well, look, I would ask that they reach out to their church and ask if they need volunteers. If they reach out to the United Way is always looking for volunteers. So yes, if they even want to message the St. Charles Parish Facebook page and say they're willing to volunteer, we can help connect them with various organizations around the parish who are doing relief efforts.
Very good. Matt, thanks so much for that update. We really appreciate it, and I know the residents of St. Parish do too, and we'll be looking forward to your next report with even more progress being made.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.